91.7 KXT, very glad to welcome Blodfire to our studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're playing with Surfer Blood and Foals tonight at the House of Blues, so we appreciate you making the time. But I want to talk about the new record and everything, but you want to just start right off with a song right away?
Sure. We're going to play a song called Waves.
Very nice.
Thank you.
It's Erica and Bruce Driscoll, known as Blodfire, here on 91.7 KXT. Waves, congratulations, because the video for that just came out the other day, and it's been really well received. I mean, it's you know, all over social media and everything.
Yeah,
like
it's
that,
been doing really well, so we're pretty excited about that. It was really fun to shoot. We went out to Death Valley for a couple days and with just a small crew of people, and it was a really fun experience because I've never been there before, and everywhere we'd go is more beautiful than the next place and kind of more surreal. So It was really cool, like, to be like hearing our song echo through like these beautiful scenery. It was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also wanted to say this is actually not my brother. This is actually our guitar player, Steve.
Sorry.
That's all right. I didn't want him to.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Erica and Steve.
Yes.
Bonfire on 91.7 KXT. See, this is what happens when you guys stay up late and we get into it in a hurry.
Yeah? Exactly.
So it's Bonfire on 91.7 KXT. Erica, you grew up in Michigan, but you spent a lot of time in Brazil when you were a kid. So did Brazil, I mean, is bossa nova like creeping into the songs when you write? I mean, it's because it's such a different place and it's kind of hard not to be influenced by that.
I'm sure I'm definitely influenced by Brazilian music. It's I feel like I love the bittersweet melodies of bossa nova and that sound that's almost happy, sad to me. And I feel like even though it's not like outright in our music, I think that the melodies I tend to gravitate towards writing are a little bit more bittersweet. And also the drum beats that my brother kind of comes up with are a little bit more like interesting, maybe not the typical rock beats all the time. And I feel like that's from the Brazilian sound. But definitely being able to go there as a kid was really cool. And especially like I loved growing up in Michigan, too. But going to Brazil was like escaping to a whole nother world and in reality. And, you know, music's such a part of the culture there. And also being young, I could go to like shows. Like in Michigan, there's not much to do when you're underage. And in Brazil, music's everywhere and you can just go to see live music. And I could go to dance clubs. And I actually got into bands like the Pet Shop Boys and the Smiths because they would play that in the dance clubs there, which was cool.
Yeah. Wow. So, major influence getting exposed to that music that you probably wouldn't hear growing up in Michigan, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, Waves is on the EP that's out now, but then the major label debut comes out later on this year, right? And there's no release date yet for Young Heart. It's just sometime later on this year.
Yeah, we're waiting on. I think they're waiting for the right moment, but it's finished, and we're excited to get that out. It's we're proud of it, and you know we're ready for people to hear it.
Yeah, and I read somewhere you have something like 400 songs already like in a hard drive somewhere. So I mean, was it tough to narrow down for that, or is that an exaggeration? How many songs?
We do have so many songs because we've been writing since we were really young and kind of discovering music together. So there are hard drives full, and they're all different vibes and different things. There's some quirky ones that are really kind of fun. I mean, hopefully we'll be able to release those too at some point, but. I feel like we were trying to kind of get a direction for the record, and once we kind of wrote the song Young Heart and Where the Kids Are, I feel like we stumbled on the direction we kind of wanted to go into for the new album. And so we kind of found that, we wrote the rest of the songs very quickly, kind of close together. So, yeah.
What's that whole joke? You have your whole life to write your first record, so yeah.
Exactly.
You don't have so many songs. It's Erica and Steve from Bonfire here in the studio. You ready for another song?
Yeah, this is called Where the Kids Are. The call.
Thank you. That sounded great.
Thank you.
It's Blonde Fire on 91.7 KXT. You can see them tonight playing with Surfer Blood and the Falls at House of Blues. Again, thanks so much for stopping by. And those songs sounded great acoustic, too. I mean, do you like playing acoustic since it's so different from...
It's fun. It's like a new, different experience. Because, I mean, we're used to playing live, having bass drums, and like we have like electronic sounds in the background. So it's kind of cool to strip all that away. And
it's got to be somewhat frightening, too, not to have the band behind.
You're a little more naked, but it's still fun.
Yeah, well, it sounded great. And again, thank you so much. And we'll look for the new the full-length debut, Young Heart, will be out later on this year.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. It's 91.7 KXT.